The coffee had gone cold on the table, and she was still talking, and I couldn't seem to hear her. That moment felt like a doorway. Welcome to Why I Love. I'm Nigel. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey. Today, I'm inviting you into a tiny practice I call the hollow chair, a short rehearsal that can change the way you move through your day.
Before we begin, a reminder of why we do this work. When we learn to give ourselves a little mercy, our ordinary conversations and small offers of help start to sound different. They feel truer. They feel like welcome.
So here's a question to carry with you. What if the first person you need to rehearse love with is yourself? What if that rehearsal is the doorway to actually reaching out to someone else?
A quick story. There was a day I remember clearly. My phone buzzed, the sink had dishes piling up, and my daughter's laugh drifted in from the living room. I sat at the kitchen table, coffee gone cold, and I realized I couldn't seem to hear her. I was physically present, but my attention kept flickering between a dozen small things, like a radio between stations.
She came over and, with that loud, earnest kid energy, said, "Dad, do you know what I built?" And I remember stopping, because I had the words to say, but not the attention to match them. That evening, I tried something small. I pictured an empty chair across from me, and spoke to the person in it, me, as if I were a friend. What happened after those 2 minutes surprised me.
I said, out loud, "I see you. You're doing your best right now, even if it doesn't feel like enough." It felt strange at first, like practicing in front of a mirror, but that line loosened something. My tone softened. I listened longer. I leaned in. That small rehearsal shifted the rest of the evening.
Look, there's a practical reason this works. Researchers call it imagined rehearsal. Basically, your brain treats a practiced moment like a run-through, so the real thing feels less scary and more natural.
And spiritually, it lines up with that old line, love your neighbor as yourself. Say a kind sentence to yourself first, and notice how your tone with someone else softens, right?
Okay, let me walk you through the hollow chair in a way you can actually use. If you can, find a quiet seat for the next few minutes. This is low stakes. We're practicing, not performing.
First, settle. Close your eyes if that feels safe. Breathe in slowly and let it out.
Next, offer yourself a short blessing. Picture the empty chair and speak to the person in it, yourself, with a phrase of compassion. Try saying, "May you be held. May you know you are enough today." Say it once, and if it feels right, say it again. Use your own voice,
The words need honesty more than polish.
Then name one wound or fear you carry, briefly. You might say, I'm afraid of failing, or I feel unworthy of help. Don't justify it, don't explain. Just name it. When we name fear, it loses some of its grip and becomes something we can approach with gentleness instead of fear.
Now, imagine one neighbor, someone you know or someone you might meet, and picture a very small, concrete offer you could make. Keep it tiny. A text that says, thinking of you today, want to grab coffee this week? Or helping carry groceries, or offering 5 minutes of listening. Rehearse the exact words into the hollow chair, as if you're practicing for the real conversation.
Finally, pick one tiny next step before you finish. Send the text, knock on a door, or set a reminder to call. The hollow chair is a bridge, not a substitute. Promise yourself that one outward move and mean it.
If this feels awkward, that's normal. Start with a 60-second version. Name one need, speak one blessing, and send one quick text. I used that short cycle more than once on crowded days. It was enough to change how I listened.
To help you practice, here are two short blessing lines you can try now. I'll say one, pause, then the other, so you can copy the rhythm. May you be held in this moment. May you know you are enough, even now.
And a short rehearsal for a neighbor. Hey, I've been thinking of you. Want to grab coffee for 20 minutes this week? Say it once. Notice how it lands in your mouth. The rehearsal prepares your posture, your tone, your warmth, so the real reach feels simpler.
Here are three small actions to try this week. One, take an hour off your phone and invite someone to share part of it with you. Two, write down one thing you genuinely appreciate about yourself and tuck it where you'll see it. Three, pick one neighbor and make one tiny specific offer, a call, a coffee, or a quick errand.
Take a slow breath with me now. When was the last time you truly felt connected to someone? What softened that moment? Are you loving yourself the same way you try to love others? Imagine if your day began with one small sentence of kindness toward your own heart. How might that spill over into the world around you?
The simple truth is this. Practiced self-love creates the courage to love others. When you learn to say to yourself, "May you be held," you build the muscle to go and say, "May I hold you." It's not grand. It's humble, small, steady acts that remake our neighborhoods into places of welcome.
If the hollow chair landed for you, try it three times this week in different settings. A 60-second version on a busy day, and a fuller 5-minute version when you can be still. Teach it to one friend. Teaching it helps you learn it more deeply.
Thank you for sitting with me today. If this conversation reminded you that loving who you are is also a way of loving the world, subscribe so you don't miss future practices. And if this one landed, share it with someone who could use a little rehearsal of their own.
Until next time, keep choosing love. Love who you are and watch the world change.